Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the silsila Treasures of Wisdom, Alhamdulillah. And we pray and hope that you and your families are doing well and are keeping in the best of health, inshallah. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, under every circumstances of life, whether rich or poor, whether big house, small vehicle, big vehicle, fancy watch, not fancy watch, new clothes, old clothes, we always must say Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. And this alone would take you very, very far in life. You want prosperity, you want barakah in your life, always say Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Don't be so quick and don't be too hasty in complaining and saying why, because why is not going to help you, why is not going to solve the problem. But when you say Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, that will solve your problem. That will take you far in life, inshallah. So always remember this by saying Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. All praises are for you, O Allah, under every single circumstances. Well, dear viewers of Madani Channel, today, Alhamdulillah, we have yet another beautiful topic of discussion. And that is, slow and steady wins the race. And inshallah, to join me discussing this beautiful topic, I have in studio our respected and honorable guest, none other than Mawlana Tabriz Nuri Hafidhahullah Ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you keeping, Mawlana Sahib?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen ala kulli hal, mashallah.
Mashallah, alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under every circumstances of ours. Munasab, today we have a very interesting and actually an eye-opener topic, and that is slow and steady wins the race, right? And inshallah, we will be discussing mainly how gradual process, gradual steps in life with consistency, with patience, with trust enables one to progress throughout this journey of life. And together with all of that, inshallah, we will be discussing how harmful hastiness is, how good taking one step at a time is, and many other different aspects and angles, inshallah. But before that, dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us first and foremost moisten our tongues by reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me, because your recitation of salawat upon me will be a nur, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah. Let us also collectively send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, as you've just heard, our topic today, slow and steady wins the race. And in this regard, there's a very beautiful fictional story. Normally, a child who enters into grade one, they usually hear these stories, and when we look back at them now, we see how much of lessons the story holds. So in the story, it's mentioned there on a fictional base as a lesson for you and I, that one day there was a tortoise, and the hare is a type of rabbit. So this rabbit said to the tortoise that I want to race you. I am quick, and you, on the other hand, you are slow. And today, let's have a race to really see who will win this marathon. So they both got in their lines, the rabbit and the tortoise. The tortoise, as we know, tortoise, they move very, very slowly, right? And they both got into their racing line, and it was time for them now to start the race. And so the rabbit took off and started sprinting. From the onset, the rabbit started to sprint. And it was a long race, so the tortoise also started the race, but wasn't as fast, wasn't as swift, wasn't as quick as the rabbit. So the rabbit reached halfway and eventually got tired. And the rabbit thought to itself that the tortoise still got a long way. Let me just rest here for a while, take a break, catch my breath. And by that time, the tortoise still wouldn't reach me and I will beat him and win the race. So this rabbit took a break. And eventually, as time passed by, this rabbit fell off to sleep. In the meantime, the tortoise was still taking his steps, his gradual steps, going forward with consistency. And he sees the rabbit fell off to sleep. He doesn't wake up the rabbit. He continues on his way, one step at a time. And eventually, when this tortoise is close to the finish line, the rabbit now wakes up and immediately starts to run in order to beat the tortoise. But it was too late. At the end, the tortoise won the race, and the rabbit, although swift, although fast, although quick, lost the race. And the tortoise, on the other hand, with consistency, gradual process, one step at a time, he beat the rabbit and he won the race. Now, from this fictional story, Munasab, there's so much of lessons one can gain from it. And it just shows how detrimental being hasty is. As this, in this fictional story, the rabbit was hasty. From the onset, he went straight. He burned himself out. He exhausted himself out. He couldn't continue further, which led the rabbit to take a rest and to take a break. And the tortoise, on the other hand, he beat the rabbit and he won the race. So we see, Munasab, that hastiness is not a very good trait for a person to have. Although humans are such, the nature is such that humans are hasty, but there are ways in which a person can avoid being hasty. If there's consistency, if there's istiqama, if there's steadfastness in that, and a person one step at a time is taking life, is going through this journey of life, they will eventually succeed. Like in that race, it was a marathon. Like that, this life that we have, it's a marathon as well. It's this journey that we have to go through. It doesn't mean that a person has to run through this journey. You know, because at the end of the day, maybe a person is way ahead of them and they think that, you know what, I need to shift my gears and start to and beat that person. You know, I need to press some buttons to give me a boost in order to beat that person. And what happens is they put so much of effort into it, so much of energy. That same energy, it dies off quickly and it burns out and they can't do it. So the problem we see here, Munasab, is that a person tends to compete their life with the lives of others. They see the success of others and they now want to have this race in order to either reach where they are and sometimes even go beyond that. So Munasab, the whole idea and the point that we gather is that gradual process in life, gradual steps. You know, they say without the blocks of a foundation, the big blocks on the top don't matter. If those blocks, those small blocks that are in the bottom, if that's not stable enough, then the blocks on the top, the building will collapse because the foundation is not stable. Like that, Masa, when it comes to our actions, when it comes to our deeds, when it comes to how we live life, if our foundation, if the things we do are not on a consistent base, then at some point, a person will get a burnout, will get overwhelmed, and then they will lose hope. And then they will think to themselves, now what must I do? I can't do it anymore. I lost hope. I tried, and it failed. But they wouldn't ask why it failed. Why it failed is because they were rushy in the first place. They were hasty on the onset compared to if they had a gradual process, if they had an ambition in mind, if they had a figure that, okay, on this particular date, in this particular year, I want to achieve this, and they gradually work towards that, then they will achieve it. Unlike another person who wants overnight success and wants everything to happen as soon as he opens his eyes in the morning, everything must be in front of him. His house must be big, his business must flourish, he must have this car. In an instant, right now, we see most people want instant gratification, where they don't want to go the long way, they don't want to do one step at a time, they want to find shortcuts, they want to find loopholes in order to beat another person.
Yes.
So, Muasab, in this regard, right, before we do get into the depths of this topic, because this topic is a very beautiful one and also a very necessary topic to discuss as well.
Okay.
Because many people out there wonder why they encounter failures in their life. What they wonder why something didn't work out, whereas at the onset it was done, in the moment it was just done. They didn't think, they didn't reflect, they didn't ponder, they just acted out without anything. So in this regard, Masab, what can be said?
Murana Sahib, mashallah, you said wonderful things. I would just like to add that, you know, it said that the way you look at things, or if you change the way you look at things,
right,
the thing that you look at would change. If a person learns,
that's impactful,
to change the way he sees and looks at things, Mala.
Right.
So most definitely the thing that you want to change will change. So as you just said, it's all about hastiness and hastefulness and stuff like that, and people like shortcuts. I think, Mala Sahib, things that are done gradually are quite difficult for people, mm-hmm. because it's time consuming, number
right.
two. A person fears failure at the end. I waited for 5, 7, 10 years. I don't know the end result.
Right.
People want to hear results. People want to see good results. People cannot wait. Often we have seen people who are patient. I mean, in this wonderful example you have given with the rabbit and the tortoise, you know, it's there. What's the answer? What we get there? Slow. But steadiness caused that tortoise to win. Consistency caused the tortoise to win. So
right.
in all walks of life, a doctor never become a doctor overnight. Engineer did not become engineer overnight. Ulamas and Muftiani Kiram did not become great scholars overnight. They sacrifice.
Right.
You have to leave your home, your comfort zone. You're going to go out there and struggle and thrive in order for you to become what you want in life.
Right.
And it is said, Mawlana Sahib, that often good things take time to come, you know.
Jee.
And they say, sabr ka phal, meetha hota hai. So this world is also like that, Mawlana Sahib. We want to do things in a situation or in a moment that never took us time, it got done easily, but we don't understand the logic behind that, Mawlana Sahib. Many a times,
that's why most people fail.
That's why many people fail, Mawlana. Anything that's done out of hastefulness, there's actually places where you should be hasteful, there are places where you should not be hasteful.
Right.
But unfortunately, we are such insan that the places where we're not supposed to be hasteful, we become hasteful, we become very quick. So this is insan. There's so many things that we do quick, Mawlana, if you have to really look into the matter. We eat quick, we talk fast. We like to drive fast.
Right.
We like to come rich in life fast. Likewise, as you'll find many examples in our lives, that we want a quick job, we want to get married quickly, we want to settle quickly, we want to become a millionaire, billionaire very quickly. The anxiety of today, the stress of today for many people is the planning of the future. Ki aage kya hone wala?
So with this, we see that the people don't want to really live on a long-term base, as in having long-term ambitions. They want everything now. In the now, it must be.
No, they want the long time to live for a long time, but the achievement will not be quick.
Okay.
Not waiting for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And this waiting period causes the problem. Ji Mulana, this is it, that insan actually is very hasteful in matters, and this causes many obstacles on his path to success. And we should understand this matter. And many people who are hasteful and they're unable to overcome the situation become hasteful for the rest of their lives.
Right.
I mean, look at people who cannot stop the habit of eating quick. Let's take a simple example that we can understand.
Daily life examples.
Daily life examples. Khana to hum sab khate hain. Those who gobble the food, those who can't chew and swallow and gobble and gulp water down.
Some even eat while there's one morsel in the mouth, they will take the other morsel and pull it in. Two morsels in.
And then you get hot food. I mean, I'm astounded to see how hot steaming food can just be swallowed. Swallowing the food.
The tongue is getting burned.
The tea is burning the tongue, the back of the throat, causing problems in the stomach.
But and then ulcers come up because of that also.
Tastefulness. Insan is like that. He wants to eat fast. Due to which your stomach then starts to bulge. It becomes bigger. It expands because of hot food.
Right.
But he says, no, in the name of taste. The name of taste, you can eat it even. Insan is hasteful. We want the results of our actions very quickly. And the worst part is that we leave the results to ourselves.
Right.
Firstly, you was hasteful. And after being hasteful, we want to see the results. What's going to be the outcome? Insan supposed to perform action and leave the results to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Make the effort and then leave the results to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
If it never come according to how you expected, it is one of those things. Keep trying, inshallah.
Yeah.
But you need to be consistent upon those things that you try. So you go to work daily, mashallah, you're working hard. Keep up to it. You can't be working one day very hard, the other 5 days of the week you're sleeping.
And you burn out and you can't
work
make
very
it
hard
anymore.
For one day. I can't work anymore. So you've got to be consistent. Take care of your health. Take care of your affairs. Monitor and perform introspection and see how can I repair this problem. In matters of gifting and giving and doing things, people contemplate, they reflect, they procrastinate. They will decide, they will make mashwara. Kya de ki na de? Humko fala madrasa koi 1000 dena hai. We have to donate 50,000 to the masjid. We'll make 50 mashwaras for that 50 grand. Example, I'm saying. But here, a thing comes to do for free, so shaitan will hold you there. He will make you halt and wait on this matter. No, think properly, ask mashwara, because it's a good thing. And something which isn't good, where there's no nafa, there's no benefit, so to say. In matters like that, insan doesn't make mashwara.
Then people are quick to jump.
Yeah, you want to get it done. So these are some matters are from shaitan, and we should avoid this because Allah Azza wa Jalla likes people who are calm. Calmness is loved and liked by Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. It actually reminds me of a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that calmness is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Haste is from shaitan. In the Quran, it's mentioned, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا, that and man is very hasty.
Allah.
So we see that we have to avoid this. Hastiness is not good. And as Muasab has mentioned, that haste is from shaitan. But remember, there are six matters, right? There are six matters in which haste is not from shaitan. So Muasab, in this regard, right, those six matters, or we can't really put a number to it, but perhaps there are some matters in which that haste is not from shaitan. Now, what are some of those matters, Muasab, in which haste is not from shaitan? Because some people may get confused and then they would say, okay, if haste is from shaitan, then we will not be hasty in every aspect of life. We will always be calm, cool, and we will delay if need be, but we won't be hasty. So to clear this misconception and this confusion, Muasab, what are some of those matters in which hastiness is not from shaitan?
Okay, so look at the matter of a person rushing for salah. So making haste when time of salah arrives. Don't procrastinate. This is not the maqam to procrastinate.
When the time for salah comes.
Yeah. But you'll find many people, this is the place where they will think and like the tortoise now. This is the time to behave like the tortoise. No, not about consistency.
Right.
Yes, we have consistency on not performing time, salah on time.
That's
there's
one thing.
There's one thing, yeah.
Right.
So being hasteful, being hasty rather, should I say, when time of salah arrives. Number two, we say you should be hasty when any guest arrive. So you have a guest at home. This is the maqam. This is the place where a person should be hasty. Then there is a janaza. And a person has to perform the rites of the mayyat.
Right.
This is the place a person should not wait, procrastinate, think, contemplate. But rather, you should get this done.
Right.
The other one is, for example, a person is getting married. You have a daughter who has reached the age of puberty. Girl or boy, especially girls who have reached the age of puberty, do not wait and be procrastinating here and waiting for business to come, for her to find a job, for her to finish a career, all of that. And at the end, when she's in her 30s and 40s and looking for a boy for her.
And nowadays we see that way, it's where they want to be, they want to reach a stage of independency.
Yes.
And that stage of independency, we don't know how many years does that take, and is it even correct in this matter? For them to be independently stable and financially stable, they prolong so much.
Yeah, a lot of time gets wasted, Bolana, and though this is not the topic, but hours can be spent here explaining and talking about, you know, how people would wait. And finally, when the day comes of marriage, mashallah, many souls settle after procrastinating unnecessarily, and many sins are committed in that gap. And many do not live a prosperous life afterwards, you know. You can't be growing old with your children, Mulana. You need to be young when you're growing with your children, inshallah. Imagine you're 50, 60 years old, you're having children who are 13 years old, 10 years old. It becomes difficult to play, to be active as they are, or to be You know, happy when they are happy. Sometimes they want to play, jump, and the person says, my body is paining, my back is paining because of all this.
I got the pains.
Yeah, at the end of the day, Allah blesses you with awlad. You should be growing with your children, having the togetherness. However, we were talking about those matters in which a person should be hasty.
Right.
And another matter is when there is a janazah, we mentioned you should not be late for that.
Mm-hmm.
And quickly paying off a debt when time for paying the debt comes.
Oh.
You've got the money in your hand, but you're going for Umrah. You've got the money on your hand, you are
so
buying
many,
groceries, or you're
so
doing unnecessary
do
things. Difference between need and want, right?
Right.
There are many people fulfilling their wants over their needs, despite having that extra surplus amount of money to pay your debts. So be hasteful here. This is the place where, oh, you got the money, right? Oh, this person, pick up the phone him, or go and deliver that money to him.
Right.
It's so embarrassing when creditors have to be begging for the money, Mulana. There are many brothers out there who don't even know how to ask back for their own money, something that belongs to them.
It's an embarrassment.
And they need it themselves. But unfortunately, our people are so intelligent at times. Why I say intelligent is because you can see the brother has a very prosperous business. It doesn't mean he's dumb for him to have such a good business. It means he worked very hard to come or be so successful in life, and Allah has blessed him. But not with this much brains that instead of me roving around and traveling the world, let me pay off what's important first.
Right.
And thereafter, I can do whatever is necessary. And lastly, Mawlana Sahib, but not least, there are many other examples, but yes, a person should be hasty in repenting after committing a sin. And many people here as well procrastinate. I'll make tawbah next Eid. I'll make tawbah next Jummah. I'll make tawbah next time when the beard comes out. I'll make tawbah when I see some grease strand. I'll make tawbah when I go to Makkah and Medina. Oh, when I'm at the Kaaba, I'll make dua there. Then I'll cry to Allah Azza wa Jalla. People wait for this. But some youngsters I have heard saying, no, I'm not old as yet. So I'll make tawbah when I'm old. You know.
So there's their excuse for...
Exactly. This is their excuse. So this is what we should not be doing, Mawlana. Where you should be hasteful, where you should be hasty and get things done, you should do that. But the race is about life. Everyone wants to attain success. Nobody wants to be left behind.
Right.
But if you see, you got 60 years of lifespan, very few people make it beyond that. And I don't know for what reason, we all feel as if we're going to reach beyond that. Each insan feels, no, I'm going to have a long life. Almost every person says that or feels that way, you know. And the reason to say that or feel that way is because of long hopes. If things ever come right now, I still got another 10 years more. I still got another 3 years more. Let's try. Let's keep
going. You're going to actually deciding for the future, but there's no certainty of the future.
And because of not having any certainty of the future, so people want to hastily gather it now before it's too late, you know. Before my time of, before my end comes, before my last breath is there, whilst I'm still breathing, let me do it now. So people give advices like this today. The advices given are like that. You're only 30, make sharp. Do quick. Before you reach 40, you need to get this done. So the person is already living with that anxiety. Oof, we've only got 10 years. And the task is of people who takes 20 years to reach over there.
Right,
task is long. The term is short. And that's why people look for shortcuts, Mawlana. Why work hard when you can work smart, as they say? So Allah have mercy on our souls, Mawlana. Many people have reached the graveyard because of hastefulness. And nothing was achieved actually at the end out of it. Sabr, patience, perseverance, and look at Islam and the beauty of Islam. You came in this dunya called Alam-e Asbab. You never come in a magical world where you just think and it happens. That was Jannah, inshallah, where each and every Sunni Muslim will go, inshallah.
Inshallah.
This is where we
inshallah
desire to go behind our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, behind his khadim holding their daman, inshallah. That's the place where you just think of a drink, it will happen. Think of a beverage or food or anything that you want. It will come in its portioned desire for you as you wished and desired. That's a place where there's no anxiety, pain, taklif, hastefulness, anything of that sort. But Allah Azza wa Jalla had tested us and He sent us to this planet where all this now matters. And you have the happy days, you have the sad days, you have the happy moments, you have the memorable moments. And we live with this, Mawlana. We're passing time here and everything has a sabab. Allah Azza wa Jalla is alimul ghaib wa shahada. Yes, His sifat and quality is kun fayakun. As in Surah Yasin Sharif, he says, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. And this is our Rabb, our Creator, who only, when He wills for something to be, it happens, Muna. He says, be and it becomes. This
in
is not the
instant
translation, this is just the summary of the ayah.
Gee.
In an instant, it is created. I mean, look at the she-camel of Nabi Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, that just emerged from the rock that split. Beautiful, elegant, pregnant, gave birth. A she-camel gave birth to a calf. This is the power of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But He Azza wa Jalla then is showing us that this is Alam-e Asbab, where you are sent, things are gradually going to be done. That Rabb who has the capacity and the capability of creating things instantly, He Azza wa Jalla, for our understanding, for our mindset, mentioned to us that in 6 days, Allah Azza wa Jalla created the earth and sky.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. See, Allah knows best what this, what's really meant by this time and date. Look at the camel, not in the loins of any person, not in the womb of any person, not even gradually forming.
In an instant.
In an instant. This is the power of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But look at the sun, look at the moon, the stars. Everything was created in time. Insan has to be born gradually. Pehle doodh piyega, bada hoga, dheere 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 dheere, chalna seekhega after crawling. Then again, maa-baap haath pakar ke kisi khaate hain. Say, zindagi hai monana, gradually. Allah has chosen this for us, that gradually things will happen.
So there's two sides.
Yes.
And we see also that even you brought so many beautiful examples, Masab. Even the mother when she's pregnant, I mean, it takes 9 months for the baby to come into this world. And that also takes time. And there's wisdom behind that time as well.
Yes, Ma.
And subhanAllah, Masab, you know, you've shed so much of light into this matter that, you know, I'm sure for our views of Madani Channel that by now we should be encouraged and motivated that do things one step at a time, gradually, and success will happen. Mawlana has mentioned those places in which hastiness is not from shaitan, that when you do that, it's not hastiness, time of salah, then you must be quick in performing your salah. Paying off a debt, you must be quick in paying off your debt. When a person passes away, be quick in the burial. Marrying off your daughters, be quick in all of those stuff. And then you would see how society becomes a much better place. Also, Master, one important thing that we see on a daily basis, every day we see this, right? In which we see how people can be hasty and how much they show how hasty they are. And that is on the road, Master, with the vehicles. And you can just see by the driving, by the person, how hasty they are on the road. I mean, the robot chose green. And if you are at a distance, and it'll show orange after that, instead of the person slowing down, by the time it shows red, the person will just want to go through. And this itself, you know, indicates through how hasty a person can be. That orange light is coming there to take precaution, you know.
Oh, there are many examples.
I mean, how many examples?
So many examples, Allahu Akbar, of impatience that comes about and that makes a person hasteful.
You see, and I'm sure it causes damage as well.
Damages will be caused, but the thing that triggers you to become hasteful is when a person is irritated about some matter. Uh-huh. When you become irritated on some matter, you become agitated. And then you become miserable. Mm-hmm. You become impatient, actually.
Right.
And when you become impatient, then you will perform any action hastily.
Right.
For example, that robot is taking long to go green. You're not going to wait for it to become green. Then you're going to say, I'm going. I don't wait for anybody. And then you see a person shooting the robot and getting smashed himself. Or smashing somebody else. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have done this before. So even if the robot was, for example, green and it was about to go red, and you know it's gonna go red by the time I reach there. Many people want to shoot it still through.
Right.
Likewise, salary not being on time, bills not paying on time. Mm-hmm. So many examples can be given, Hazrat. The ego is hurt of the person, heart is hurt. However, saying all these examples, yes, Sayyidi, at the end, hundreds of things will be said on this matter of hastefulness and not being hasty. The question to the viewers of Madani Channel is that now we need to start setting our goals, yes, Sayyidi. We need to now put our foot down and teach our children this. Our children aren't born as yet. This is the dunya of today. It teaches you now family planning. No. Start saving money for your child before he's born. Because his studies is next 30 years from now.
SubhanAllah.
The prices are gone too high. You're not going to afford university fees.
High.
Yeah, so they're going to tell you, university fees are too high. Aapko ye karna hai, aapko wo karna hai. So abhi se tension itna dimaag mein dal dete hai, dil mein dal dete hai, ki insaan ko anxiety ho jata hai.
He
become hasteful due to the anxiety and stress. Oh yes, I need to get this done. Okay, I need to get that done. I need to open an account. Abhi bachcha paida nahi hua ki soche ki kis school mein dalna hu.
Right.
In which school do I admit him? In which school do I enroll him? Which university is going to go to? His accounts are open. Money is saved. There are limitations. And then you should understand that at the end. وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. We have to understand as Muslims that not everything is in your hands. The control of this planet and your life is in the control of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah doesn't want you to be lazy, but at the same time, He doesn't want us to be hasteful. Yes. We should not be sitting and saying, yes, tabakkal tu ala Allah. We all know that. We should be putting in efforts and then placing a tabakkal in Allah. Yes, we all understand that. But then when you place a tabakkal in Allah, and when things don't work out according to how you wished for it to work out, then why do you become sick upon that matter if you trusted Allah so much? Leave the results to Allah. If it was negative, it is negative. Try it again.
It's good either way.
The second, third, fourth, fifth time, if it's negative over and again, keep trying till you get it right. This is all that can be said. But that's the place where I was saying the sabr comes in.
Right.
People who have one wife are so hateful on matters. Mm. Rasulullah taught us after having 11 wives, you can still become.
Allah, Allah.
We have one wife and become so miserable, you know, how to do, what to do, which whose needs to fulfill. Rasulullah taught us how to be fair amongst 11 of his blessed wives. Mm. Allah. So many examples are there in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and teaches us, be calm. People who are always calm, collective, silent, they calculated, they get the things done, Mawlana.
Oh. People don't see, on the outside, they don't see what the person is actually doing. But in the long term, they actually see the outcome of the efforts that this person put. Because in that entire process, what he was doing was, although it wasn't known to people, Master, but what he was doing, he was making his roots strong.
Mm.
And when the roots are strong, then the tree can't really break off or move. Because why? Mm. It's strongly rooted into the ground. And gradual process, one step at a time, is just like that. When a person is doing things gradually, calmly, in whether it be a span of 2 years, whether it be a span of 5 years, or even 10 years for that matter, however much many of the years may be, but in that entire process, the roots are getting strengthened and strengthened and strengthened so much that when the outcome actually comes, then it blooms into a very beautiful, strong tree that bears fruits and benefits others as well. Due to being consistent. Like we see when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Taif, and we know this narration. He went to Taif, the response of the people was, they physically abused him. But what was the response of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to those people?
Hmm.
He didn't rush. He wasn't hasty in retaliating back. He didn't say anything back to insult them. He didn't say anything or didn't do anything physically to them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did nothing of that sort. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did was he made dua for them.
Mm.
And in that dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam healed generations to come. Years later, how many people accepted Islam in Taif? And Taif, it became a prosperous city due to the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, due to the patience of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whilst we are talking about the blessed personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his andaz, his akhlaq, his ways, and the tarbiyah that he has given to his ummah, we also have a very melodious kalam that will rejuvenate our hearts in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us go and listen to this beautiful kalam, and thereafter we will be right back to continue further with this beautiful topic, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh. سے پھر میری دنیا میں شام ہو جائے، تجلیات سے بھر اپنا کاسائے جان، تجلیات سے بھر لوں میں اپنا کاسائے جان، کبھی جو حضور آپ جو سن لے تو بات بن جائے، حضور آپ جو سن لے تو بات بن جائے، حضور آپ جو کہہ دیں تو کام ہو جائے، حضور کام ہو جائے، اور حضور آپ جو چاہے تو کچھ نہیں مشکل، حضور آپ جو چاہے تو کچھ نہیں مشکل، سمٹ کے فاصلہ چند گام ہو جائے، سمٹ کے فاصلہ یہ چند گام اور مزا تو جب ہے فرشتے یہ قبر میں کہہ دیں، مزا تو جب ہے فرشتے یہ سبی حمد حت خیر الانام ہو جائے سبی حمد حت خیر سلام کے لیے حاضر غلام ہو جائے
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ what a heart touching and melodious kalam in the praises of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم may Allah سبحانہ وتعالی increase the love of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in our hearts and grant us the ability to implement the sunnahs of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in our lives آمین یا رب العالمین Alhamdulillah, we are discussing this beautiful topic, slow and steady wins the race. And so far, Mawlana Sahib has shed so many beautiful Madani pearls, so many beautiful words of wisdom that motivates us, that encourages us to not live a life of speed, but rather live a life of consistency. Because life of speed, it can crash at any time, but consistency, it can take you very, very far in life. And previously before we could go and listen to this beautiful kalam, we were mentioning about the beautiful akhlaq and the andaz and the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would show consistency, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught his ummah to do things one step at a time. Even in one narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the most beloved deed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that which is done on a consistent base, even if it is small. We want to do big, big things, but is there quality in that? We have to ask ourselves if there is the quality in it or is there quantity in it. And if there's quality, mashallah. And if there's no quality, then it's never too late. It's never ever too late. We can change that, not in 1 hour's time, not in 15 minutes time, but right now, as we are listening, we can change our mindset by making this change now. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we look at the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see that for 13 years, right, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And in these 13 years, how much of difficulties, insults, humiliation, verbal abuse, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through. The intestines of the camel being put upon the blessed back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he was in sajda. So many things, his family members would get hurt, his family members would get insulted, his best companions, alayhim ridwan, they would also go through the same. But yet, Muhammad, for 13 years, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never left the land. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still stayed there. Allah. And when we look and when we reflect upon this point, you know, it goes on to the hijrah, that Allah, despite all the difficulties, Allah Ta'ala didn't give Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the command to migrate just yet. Through the difficulties he was going through, the command of hijrah in the duration of 13 years, in between that duration, the command of hijrah didn't come in that duration. Mm. And in that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed consistency. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam persevered through the thick and through the thin, through the ups, through the downs. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through it all. And after 13 years, the order of migration, the order of hijrah came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah towards Madinah al-Munawwara. So we see that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for him to migrate, didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen in one day's time when he was in Makkah, going through all of those difficulties. It wasn't that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, okay, now I'm going to leave. No, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed there and made an impact on people.
Allah.
Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in slavery, was freed. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam in Makkah al-Mukarramah. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were to leave early on, would all of this happen? So from this we see that sometimes for a big thing to happen, for a big impact to happen, a person has to go through all of this in order to achieve that. And this lesson we gain of growth, I mean, this is a beautiful example, Masab, of how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam persevered through all of this. And at the end, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was successful. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam succeeded and won the hearts of so many people, Masab, that on the conquest of Makkah, how many people accepted Islam at that point. Masab, there are so many examples, Masab, that we can give on how a person, you know, it will motivate them to be consistent, to take one step at a time, and not to burn out themselves.
Mulana said, lack of consistency is a weakness that's shared by all nations, Mulana. It's a weakness. Kamzori hai ye. This is shared by all nations. We should remember that no amount of intensity can make up for a lack of consistency.
That is really
no
really
amount
profound.
Of intensity can make up for a lack of consistency. Hum zara soche ki hum kitna lose karne life mein. We are losing out so much because of being hasteful and because of not being consistent. Two things we don't have, two qualities we don't have that makes you successful. And one quality is this, that we don't have sabr on matters. And the other one is the opposite of this, that we got hastefulness in us.
Right.
So then doing things and then we regret. I mean, look at the words. We say things that we regret. Half of the people are like that. To extend on WhatsApp, you'll see deleted messages.
Right.
You don't want the person to see it deleted because you hastefully sent it.
Quickly, in that moment, in that rush, they just press the send button.
So what you say, you send it. It can be deleted from WhatsApp. But what you say cannot be deleted from the books of Kiram and Katib. So we need to watch what we say and what we do. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we should make niyyah that moving forward, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, I want to be a person who does little but consistently, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. That was really, really inspiring words, Munasab. Really motivating. And I'm sure our viewers of Madani channel take this into consideration. Use this as a motivation. Use this as an encouragement. You want to see success. You want to see prosperity. You want to see a change in your life, in the lives of others. The change doesn't start with them. The change doesn't start with your surroundings. The change doesn't start with where you migrate to. It starts with you. It starts with in the now. Now is the time to change, not only to change yourself, but to change your mindset as well. That instead, for example, take this. We just have about a minute before we conclude, but take this for example. You had this passion in you that I am going to recite one para, one chapter of the Holy Quran. I'm going to recite one chapter. And tomorrow, you never recite. The next day, you never recite. The third day, you never recite. And then when Ramadan comes, then you open the Quran and then you started reciting. Where was the consistency? How did it help? But on the other hand, if every day you read at least three verses of the Holy Quran, not even one page, at least three verses with the translation and understood what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to you and I every single day, that could change your life for the better, and you would be changing the lives of others as well. So take this into consideration. Live life one step at a time. Gradual process is what matters. It's not about speed. It's not speed, but it is the roots that make a tree survive the storm. Until then, we say Jazakallah Muhasab to you as well for blessing us on today's beautiful episode. And until then, stay wise, stay kind, and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.